5 months ago, you may recall, in a number of executive orders, President Obama reached out to illegal immigrants and their families and the immigrant community at large in the United States. One measure, the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, enables people who emigrated illegally to the U.S. as children to defer deportation for 2 years. Measures like this were clearly factors in the Latino vote going overwhelmingly for Democrats in 2012. Another Democratic politician now has picked up this idea. Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick has issued a directive to the state's Board of Higher Education to charge undocumented students in-state tuition, just as they would charge in-state tuition to any other Massachusetts resident. Sarah Birnbaum is political and state house reporter for our partner WGBH. Welcome to the show, Sarah.
Hi, John.
So is this the governor taking a cue from President Obama or trying to seek his sort of political fortunes within the state?
Governor Patrick has always been supportive of this issue. He went to a hearing last year to try to advocate for it, but since 2005 or so, it's sort of been a non-starter and the legislature just lost steam. But Governor Patrick has always been supportive of this, and President Obama's directive has given him an opportunity to go forward with it.
But one page he's not taking out of the Obama sort of playbook here is it's not really a workaround to the legislature. Here he is speaking about it.
Well, it's a, you know, it's a step in the right direction, but it's not a substitute for comprehensive immigration reform. We still need that.
And if he's going to get that, he's going to need the legislature, right, Sarah?
Well, in that clip, he's actually talking more about it's not a substitute for comprehensive immigration reform at a federal level. And actually, it sort of is a workaround around the legislature. He issued a directive. It did not go through the legislature to charge in-state tuition to undocumented immigrants. Beforehand, this sort of issue did go through the legislature. And actually, it passed the legislature in 2004 and then vetoed by Romney. So this time around, Patrick just didn't go through the legislature and issued a directive directly.
And is he confident here? Is he working with the legislature? Is he facing a headwind? What does he say about, you know, the sort of policy implications here?
Well, lawmakers are annoyed, the ones that we spoke to. There's some pushback from both sides. One prominent Democrat, actually, Senator Moore, said that Patrick, you know, went over their heads, and here's the governor responding to that objection.
Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate his point of view, but that's not necessary. We have a policy in place. It's not a change in policy. It is treating people in accordance with that policy, and not every policy requires a legislative review.
Can we talk just a little bit about what the numbers are here? What's the difference between the in-state, out-state tuition? I know it varies from college to college.
It does, but basically, so there are 29 public colleges and universities in the state, and this is a massive, massive reduction. So UMass Amherst, which is the flagship campus, costs about $26,000 a year for non-residents, but in-state tuition is $13,000 a year, so that's half. Then you get to the community college level. Community college can run about $13,000 for non-residents compared to $6,000 for residents. So we're talking, it cuts the cost of college in half for undocumented immigrants.
Well, I suspect that's had a huge impact on the families where this kind of a reduction is relevant.
Absolutely. And I've spoken to many immigrant rights activists, and I've also spoken with some students. Here's one. This is Felipe Zamberlini. He's a 24-year-old undocumented immigrant who was brought here from Brazil as a kid.
I probably have about 45 credits at UMass Boston, but paying out of state rate, I had to drop out because I racked up almost $45,000 in debt. So I'm finally going to be able to take a look at the opportunity of going back to school.
It's interesting that someone would be so determined to go to college, even as an undocumented immigrant, that they would rack up that much money in debt. So clearly there's some pent-up demand in the state of Massachusetts.
There's absolutely demand, and this is a major issue that the immigrant community has been advocating for years and years. And this is also something that the Democratic administration of Deval Patrick has really been advocating for, is to get people to college. These are kids who grew up in the state, who went to public school here, and he really said that the price of college is a major deterrent for many kids, and he wants them to go to school. So, well,
and certainly higher education is a big driver of Massachusetts growth. It's one of the reasons why people come to the state of Massachusetts, whether they are immigrants or not. So he's really underscoring a real statewide asset. But I'm wondering how much of this is Deval Patrick doing something of political significance within Massachusetts versus taking a step above the fray and maybe signaling his possible profile as a national political leader in the Democratic Party by doing this?
That's an interesting question. I would say that this is always something he's been advocating for ever since he ran for office for the first time. He had a lot of support among the immigrant community, and he's always been really vocal about this, even before speculation began that he was seeking a cabinet post or national office.
So is this the kind of thing that's only really going to be popular in a very blue state, Massachusetts, or is this the kind of directive that governors and state houses, maybe even on a bipartisan level, might pick up around the country?
It could get picked up around the country. What we're seeing is that some states are becoming more accommodating towards undocumented immigrants and some are becoming less so. And you really can't track which states are doing what. It doesn't really follow your expectations. So 12 states before this happened, 12 states have laws that allow undocumented immigrants to get in-state tuition. And that includes blue states like California and New York, but it also includes Texas. And that was even before Obama issued this directive. And then, on the other hand, you have just six states that have laws explicitly barring illegal immigrants from getting in-state tuition. And those are states like Arizona, Colorado, Georgia, but you have Ohio in there, you have South Carolina. So it cuts across partisan lines, which is really interesting. And other governors in other states could take a cue from Deval Patrick, or they might not. But this is, I think it is an opportunity for governors and for state legislatures who have wanted this done to go forward and make a change like this, to give more benefits to undocumented immigrants because President Obama took the first step here with this program.
Well, and Obama certainly benefited politically. We will see if Governor Deval Patrick of Massachusetts has really shaken things up nationally by this directive, offering in-state tuition to undocumented immigrants in the state of Massachusetts for higher education. Sarah Birnbaum, thanks so much.
Thanks so much.
Sarah Birnbaum is political and state house reporter for WGBH, our partner station in Boston.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.